Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and we're introducing a brand new series of our challenges that's going to last us all through the summer. These challenges are really meant to help people explore what it means to follow Jesus, even in the middle of a really busy lifestyle. If you've never explored our challenges before, we follow a theme every week that we introduce on Monday. Tuesdays, we study it in the Bible. Wednesdays, we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Every Thursday, we try to live it out and apply it to our lives. And Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday, we take a day of rest, and then Sunday's a day for community. And we're using this mobile app and community to help develop a local church community starting in Ajax later this year. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, our Christianity 101 course is a great place to start. I'd encourage you to check it out first. You can find it in the same mobile app or website. And it's a great introduction to the things we try to build on in these challenges. Well, I want you to take a look down at your hands for a moment and see what you're holding. Chances are you're watching this on an iPhone or an iPad. The vast majority of Redeem the Commute's users use Apple products. But of course, a shout out to the Android users out there too. We still like you. But if you're using an iPhone or an iPad, it's probably something you now take for granted. I certainly know I take for granted that I can look up the weather anytime I want, that I can instantly use it as a calculator, or that I can just Google any question that I've got and get the answer within moments. I've learned to really rely on my smartphone, and it's become an integral part of my life. It's hard sometimes to remember life without it. Sometimes it's good for us to think back for a moment and say, well, how did this even come to be? How did I come to hold this device in my hands? Who pioneered this? Who was the person who actually had the idea and actually implemented it, actually designed it and built it? Those founder stories can be really exciting to explore when we take something for granted already. The story of Steve Jobs has, of course, been made into a feature film and a book, and is of real interest to people because Steve Jobs created this incredible empire, the Apple company that produces these revolutionary devices like the iPhone and the iPad. We love our pioneer stories in this culture. The story of Steve Jobs is one that explains an awful lot about the Apple company. It explains the mystique, the secrecy, the creativity, the ingenuity, but also the drive to succeed at all costs. A lot of Steve's character can be seen in the company that we know as Apple today. And the story of him founding that company from its origins in a garage to what it is today is an incredible one. Now, as we walk the streets in Western society, in a place like Canada, we can get used to seeing church buildings as we walk by. These buildings with steeples and spires, arched windows, and beautiful architecture. We can start to take them for granted too, and the people who are inside those churches and the services they provide to the community. We can take those for granted as well. But let's look at the pioneer story. How did these churches and these communities come to be? Why did they build buildings? Why did they build them in a particular way? Why do these communities exist in our community, and why do they serve the communities they love in the particular ways they do? There's a pioneer story behind the existence of the church in our world today. And that's what this series is going to be all about. We're calling it Pioneer Story because we're going to be looking at the founding story of what we know as the church. I don't just mean the building. I don't just mean the institution. I mean the gathering of God's people here on earth, living out and practicing God's kingdom. That's what I mean when I say church. And we're going to be looking at their founding story. How did the church community come to be in this world? What happened after Jesus died, rose again, and commissioned his followers to become a community? I used to pastor a church in Eastern Ontario that thought it was about to have its 150th anniversary. But that celebration, or what was meant to be a celebration, actually revealed for us how out of touch this church was with its founding pioneer story. They weren't, in fact, a church of 150 years. As we learn more about them, we realize they were much older than that. It was just that their building happened to be 150 years old. They, as a community of people learning to follow Jesus, had actually been doing this much longer. They'd simply been meeting in other buildings and other places. They'd met in a tavern for a while, and then a school, and then a Masonic lodge. They used these various spaces to worship God in their community because those pioneers felt worshiping God as one family was far more important than where they did it. They were pioneers. They were barely building their own homes, much less able to build a dedicated building for worshiping God. They eventually did, and that was something worth celebrating, but not near as much as the presence of God's people in a community for even longer than that. Now, that 150-year-old building is about to close in just 2 weeks. Not because there is no more church, but because that community of people learning to follow Jesus in that place no longer need that building. They've joined with another congregation, and they're now working to develop and renovate a 125-year-old building to work even better than what they had before. There's going to be a community of people following Jesus and teaching other people to follow Jesus in that area of our country, just like there was before that building existed. Church is not the building, the church is the people. And getting in touch with their pioneer story helped them learn that. We found out that one of the ways they financed building this new building and getting over their crippling debt of $300 was that they sold all their butter. Everybody who'd been milking their cows and producing butter sold their butter and didn't have any butter for a year. And they used that butter money to help pay off their crippling debt of $300. Realizing that their pioneers, their founders, had that kind of dedication, that kind of commitment to having a presence for the gospel of Jesus Christ in that neighborhood, helped today's community of faith get in touch with who they really were. That they were a church community based on the values of those 150 to 180 years ago who based their values on those Christians who lived 2,000 years ago. Getting in touch with their pioneer story in the Bible and at their founding helped them realize they could make sacrifices too in pursuit of helping even more people learn what it means to follow Jesus. As we at Redeem the Commute talk about becoming a church community ourselves, we want to be in touch with our founding story. Not the founding story of 2012, when a vision for a new church in Ajax came together, connected with a mobile community. No, we want to go even further back to the founding story of the church, the church that exists in the world, those community of people following Jesus in this world. To get in touch with that, we're going to go to the very source, the book of Acts. The book of Acts tells the history of how Jesus' first followers organized themselves to become the first church community. It's a pioneer story. It involves some harrowing journeys. It involves some exciting encounters with God's Holy Spirit. It involves some conflict, some drama, and some moments of great joy as thousands of people decided to follow Jesus all at once. We're going to hear those stories and let them inspire us in how we develop as a church community here in Ajax. So we're going to be looking through the book of Acts in this series, and I'm encouraging you, especially in this series, not to do it alone. I really want you, if you haven't taken this seriously yet, I really want you to share what you're learning with a group. Think of somebody else in your life who you could be doing these daily challenges with. You don't have to watch the videos together. You can watch them separately just as you go about your day. But whenever you get together, daily, weekly, bi-weekly, whatever works for you, as you do get together, I want you to discuss what you've been learning. To help enhance that and support the small group that we have just starting this week, coming out of our Christianity 101 course that we held in Pickering, we want to give you a new tool to help you support your group work. So we're going to be providing a study guide each week that gives you in one place all the Bible readings and questions that we're going to be studying in any given week. We still encourage you to watch the daily videos to see and think about the questions every day, but if you are meeting with a group, we wanted you to have that resource available to you. So there's now going to be a weekly study guide that you can turn to help you meet together with others and learn and practice what it means to be a church community as we read the book of Acts about the first one. So here's your first discussion question for you to do either alone for today, or I hope you do it with a group tomorrow. Here's your question. Tell your pioneer story to somebody. This can be as simple as explaining how the lifestyle choices and priorities that you do are based on the teachings of Jesus, or maybe why you dedicate time to Redeem the Commute's challenges in the first place. This might be a great way to kick off that group experience. Well, have a great discussion, I'll see you tomorrow as we continue our series on the Book of Acts, the pioneer story of the church. Bye for now.